the Sports Sharks NFL season 2022/23. How are you doing tonight, Vit?
Doing well, doing well. Didn't do too well last week on the place, but only a game behind, so new week.
Yeah. Only thing I have to say is, yeah, if you get too far behind this week, it's going to be very hard to make a comeback. So this week's probably crucial for you.
Definitely.
What's the biggest surprise for last week that you would say?
Definitely the Jags coming from down from 27 points for sure. I think that's the biggest surprise of the week. Chargers had it, so that was a crazy comeback game.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it, but I really don't understand how you can be up 27 points in the first half and only score a field goal in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, there's give Jacksonville credit on the defense. They do have a really, pretty good defense, but still unacceptable. There was two plays. I can't say that I blame it on one person, but I'm sure he blames it on himself. But Joey Bosa messed up pretty bad, lining up offside, preventing. It was a play to get a sack, but he was offside for lining up offside. So that gave him the automatic first down, as well as scoring a touchdown on that possession, and then the very end too, also.
Poor discipline, man. I guess that's why they haven't fired the coach yet.
This is second year?
I think so, but it's
too early. It's too early.
Yeah, but it when you lose a big lead like that, it's not looking good.
Yeah, it's not.
The other big thing was the Cowboys kicker, man. That was crazy how he could just look so terrible.
Never seen that before. I think he's the first kicker to ever miss three extra point in a playoff game.
He missed four.
Well, he missed four. Right, he missed four. Even worse, but yeah, the record was three.
Yep. It's crazy. You know, the first two is like, okay, what's going on? And then the third, and then the fourth. I'm like, oh my God. I don't know why they, after he missed the third, why they would even trot him out. And it's like, okay, it's 2-point conversion from now on going forward.
Yeah.
We're going on all fourth downs. And speaking of that, was it the last touchdown the Dak threw? It was fourth and four, and they said, forget it. And then they went for it and they scored a touchdown.
Exactly. Any other time, they would have kicked that field goal for sure.
Oh, yeah. Fourth and four. Yeah. All right. Let's go over last week's picks. Scott is unfortunately not able to make it. He has to work, but he came in at 2-2. He took the Giants +3 versus the Vikings and won. The Chargers -2.5 versus the Jags and lost. The Ravens +9.5 versus the Bengals and won. And he took the Ravens versus the Bengals under 40.5 and lost. So for the playoff season, he's at 50%. I came in at 2-2 also. I took the Dolphins versus the Bills over 43.5 and won. The Chargers versus the Jags under 47.5 and lost. The Giants versus the Vikings under 48 and lost. And then I took the Cowboys -2.5 versus the Bucks and won. So I am at 50% also, and you came in at 1-3. You took the Chargers -2.5 versus the Jags and lost. The Giants +3 versus the Vikings and won. The Bucks +2.5 versus the Cowboys and lost. And you took the Seahawks +9.5 versus the Niners and lost. So you are 1-3 at 25%. But like you said, it's the first week. So this will be it, sir.
Yep.
I was looking at something here. Oh, yeah. Both of you guys were like super convicted on the Chargers -2.5. And that was a loss.
No, we were very convinced on the Giants.
Yeah, that too.
That wasn't a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, how'd you do on your bets? Like real bets?
Oh, I did good. I just did one really big teaser. Teaser was pretty easy. Yeah, but other than that, no, didn't really play much. Didn't really
Yeah.
like the Ravens spreads. Just kind of played some teaser for some extra cushion.
I did too. I did a 4-team teaser, and I bet 200 and I won 400. Is that typically how it is, or just because of the odds of the 4 teams I picked?
I think what you did is you did the 4-team teaser, but not the special teaser. So I think you only got a 6 or 7 point
7 point.
cushion, right?
Yeah, 7 point.
Yeah, those pay out more than what you bet. There's one called special teaser where you get 13 points and you
Dang.
lose. Yeah, you lose more than you bet. So like you would have to put up like 260 to win like 200 rather than putting up
200
200
to win
and winning like
400.
four.
Oh,
Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
Well, geez, 7 points seem like a lot, but I guess 13's even better.
Is. Sometimes it does save you. And sometimes the 13 points don't even matter, which is kind of crazy. But yeah,
Yeah,
last week
it was just
pretty
falling like
much.
dominoes for me, my 4 picks. Like, damn, damn.
Yeah, but last week pretty much if you took a lot of the favorites and even if you took the total as far as like teaser wise, you were in good shape.
Yeah, it was a very high scoring game all week on most of the games. I think they
The
all went
Bengals
over,
game.
didn't they?
Just the Bengals one was the one that
Yeah.
didn't.
Yeah. Which makes sense because the Bengals didn't have they are typically low scoring. So, all right, let's go with this week's picks for this week's. Scott mailed in his picks for us early. He's taking the Jags +8.5 versus the Chiefs. The Jags versus the Chiefs under 53. The Bengals versus the Bills under 49. And the Cowboys +4 versus the Niners. Any thoughts on those?
Jax +8.5. It's
I
probably the
think
only one I don't really like. I think the Chiefs is going to stop them, to tell you the
that's
truth.
what I think. I think it's a oh, it could be either way, but I think it's kind of like a value trap. The Chiefs, they have a tendency to play to their competition, but I think with the extra week rest. And they've been playing motivated the last 2 weeks, really scoring
I mean,
a lot.
doesn't get any more motivated than the playoff game, so I don't think they're going to be slacking at all.
Yeah.
And
So.
then Jack and Jack, I feel like Jags just gave it, kind of like just gave it their all just to come back. So that was like a big game for them. I don't know if they can be able to still keep that kind of momentum going to being an away game, going to Arrowhead. So, yeah, I don't really like that pick too much.
How about the Cowboys versus the Niners?
He took the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys +4.
I like the Cowboys too. I think if the Niners win, it should be by the field goal. I was a doubter last week, but doubter as far as in hopes that I was wrong, because at the end of the day, I'm still a Cowboys fan. And I think after last week's win, it's a big boost of momentum for the team to go into this week. They play the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year. So it's a nice little sweet revenge that they're after for after this game.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So, since you had a worse record than me, I'll let you go next. What are your picks?
All right. So just kind of piggyback what's I didn't really like about Scott's pick is I'm gonna go ahead and take the Chiefs minus the 8.5. High spread, usually I'm not too much of a fan of high spread, but as I mentioned, I feel like the Jaguars just kind of already gave it their all just to come back from that kind of deficit. So, I mean, you would think that that would translate into momentum going to this game, but I just think the Chiefs is going to be a little too much. As you mentioned, having an extra week off, they had a lot of time to prepare. So I really think that the game would be close at first, but eventually towards the end, Chiefs is going to go ahead and separate from them and should at least cover by 2 touchdowns. So I got the Chiefs minus 8.5 My next game, I'm going ahead and take the Giants plus the 7.5. Big game. Giants did really well last week. I feel like they've kind of found their identity. So they're definitely going to keep it close. Hopefully pull out the W, but these are two divisional rivals, know each other really well. Tend to always play each other pretty close. So I'm gonna go ahead and take the points in this one. So I'm gonna take the Giants plus the 7.5. Next game, I'm gonna take the Bengals plus the 5 and 5.5. This is gonna be a real tight game. Buffalo is the stronger team. They have the home field advantage. Kind of a replay of the whole DeMar Hamlin situation. And then that game, Bengals actually looked really good. Even I don't know if it's maybe because they were at home or what, but Josh Allen's been making a lot of mistakes, as you can see when they played Miami. So I feel like Bengals could capitalize. Wouldn't be surprised if they pulled out the outright victory, but I'll go ahead and take the 3 points. And then last game, like I said, I agree with Scott. So I'm gonna ride the train too. I'm gonna take my Cowboys with the +4. I feel like it's going to be a close game. I'm in hopes that they're actually just going to win outright. Two big franchise with heavy fan base. Going to be a very exciting game. They're probably going to break records as far as viewers. And one thing about the 49ers, I know they've been playing pretty well. We've talked about Purdy and how smooth he is and how calm he is, but he has yet to have a bad game. And I feel like with the pressure on this game, he could be making some mistakes, especially with the pass rush that the Cowboys have. They should be able to disrupt him a little bit. But yeah, I like the Cowboys a lot there on that one.
So I'm gonna say I like all your picks, and though to me though your weakest one is probably the Giants plus 7.5 versus the Eagles, but we'll see. But I like all your picks. I mean, all your picks are valid. Just due to the fact that two of them are my picks too, which I don't know if that's gonna be a good thing or a bad thing. So the first one. I'm riding with you on the Bengals plus 5.5 versus the Bills. Kind of like what you said, the Bills really have they haven't really been playing well. Like especially with last week against the Dolphins, they're playing against a third string quarterback and it was too close for comfort, right? High scoring back and forth. And I think the last week of the season, they should have it should have been another tune up and they barely won. And I don't think they covered the spread. And I don't know. I don't think a lot of people are giving the Bengals their due, but they're on like a 6-7 game winning streak, and they've been slowly, just building momentum. They don't look overpowering, but they have a good offense, defense, and special teams. I mean, they're just well balanced. So yeah, I'm taking the 5.5 points in the Bengals. Okay, the next one is the Cowboys versus the Niners. To be honest with you, I had I earlier it was a 3.5 spread, so I was taking the Niners. But if it moved up to 4, that makes a big difference. And yeah, I'm gonna take the 4 points with the Cowboys because I think even though I think the Niners will probably win, it'll be a closer game than people think, and the Cowboys should be able to cover the spread. So either the Cowboys win or it's gonna be a very close game. And
For sure.
then we separate where I am my next game. I'm going to take the Jags versus the Chiefs under 53. I think, like you said, the Jags put so much effort on this comeback last week that I think they're going to just run out of juice and they're going to have a little letdown. And they're not going to be able to keep up with the Chiefs offensively. One thing I noticed about the Chiefs, once they get a sizable lead, their defense they lock they shut they start locking people down, and I think a combination of that and the Chiefs kind of putting their foot off the gas pedal, they'll win handily, but I don't think they'll cover the over under. So I'm gonna take under 53, and then my last pick, I'm gonna take the Giants versus the Eagles under 48. I'm picking that because Like you said, it's a divisional game. This is going to be the third time they played each other, so they're going to know each other very well. And then it's more importantly, Jalen Hurts coming back. I think he's been out for like 4 weeks. It's going to be like Dak Prescott. He's going to be rusty. So I don't expect that it's going to be high power back and forth. Him throwing on target and long bombs this week, and the Eagles should win. But I think it'd be a lower scoring than people think. It might be just a, run, clock possession, running game type game between, both teams. So.
I like it. I like it. I didn't even think about the under again for the Eagles game. But yeah, I like that pick a lot. They tend to go under just because they know each other really well. But I'm kind of glad I didn't pick that because I didn't want to have three picks with you. So two is fine.
Yeah. So, like I said, as we progress on to the playoffs, we're gonna have multiple, same picks because less and less teams, and there's only so many that you can think that there's a good angle.
So are we going to do next week where it's only two games and we have to choose both of those games under and over to make it four picks?
Yep.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's four games next week too.
Nice.
Well, one of the things, okay, last week's game, the Cowboys and the Bucks, they played Monday night. I kind of think that's like a disadvantage for the Cowboys or the winner of that game.
I was just going to mention that. Because it's they have one less day of rest, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that the 49ers played on a Saturday and they were at home, they have the luxury of not having to travel, extra day of rest, compared to the Cowboys having to have one less day of rest and having to travel to the West Coast there.
I know. Now I'm thinking, should I beat the Niners? I don't
Nah. Not really too concerned about that. It's still gonna be a good game.
Yeah, just like I was confident in the Cowboys last week against the Bucks, it was really two things. The Bucks defense was terrible all season, and they didn't have a running game, so it made them one dimensional. But the second there is like the Cowboys. All season, if they played a bad game, the next week they bounce back.
Exactly.
Much like when they bounce back the next week, they kind of play just like an average. It's like the high is gone, right? So
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, it's very hard to play two great games in a week, and
And
especially in the
that's what they.
playoffs. Whoever plays four games great wins the Super
That's
Bowl,
what I'm
right?
saying. I was just going to say that that's what makes champions. You have to three or four games straight of just perfectness to raise that trophy at the end of the year. That's what separates yourself from other teams.
But the Cowboys cleared one hurdle. They've made it. They won a playoff game. So on to the
No,
next round.
they won the first road playoff game in 30 years. Like, wow. Like, that is crazy. And if they win this week, it will be like 23, 24 years since the last time they've been in an NFC championship game. That's crazy.
I like it that they're playing the Niners because that's been their nemesis for the last 30 years in the playoffs. And these are two story franchises, so it's great to see them play it off again and see who makes it to the next round.
So, what do you think would, based off all the teams that are still left, just an early prediction, but what do you think is your Super Bowl matchup?
It's hard not to pick the Chiefs and the Eagles. Because they've been so consistent all year.
Right. I think
Definitely,
that's a good, I think that's a good
yeah.
playoff. I think that's a good Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah. And
You
it could
have.
be crazier things can happen, between the Cowboys and Niners. I mean, the Niners probably have the best defense of all the teams that's still in the playoffs. And if their defense is that good and Purdy is legit, like everyone says that he's that legit, then they have a legitimate shot too.
But what's crazy about the Niners, I didn't realize until I started doing a little bit of research. They didn't play nobody, man. They had an easy remaining schedule. The last time that they actually played a really good team, they got spanked, and that was the Chiefs.
Okay.
But that's also, go to account of like they didn't have Purdy yet. So, but yeah, they didn't really play nobody. I mean, they played like Seahawks, Cardinals, like really mediocre teams, which made them look really, really good. So I was like, okay. So that's what really gave my conviction for the Cowboys. Cowboys had a tougher schedule. I mean, they played two other teams in their conference that's also in the playoffs. So, I mean, that's a pretty tough schedule as it is there. They have the toughest division in the league.
So you've seen Purdy more than I have. Do you think he's a legitimate quarterback, or is it the just great
Team
coaching
that he has around him.
scheme? Yeah.
I mean, when you have someone like CMC to hand the ball to, it makes it your job a little bit easier. And then you have guys like Ayuk and Debo Samuel and George Kittle
You
helps
still
out a
got to get
lot
him the
too.
ball.
Exactly, but I mean, I don't take anything away from him. He has looked sharp. Like he doesn't look like a rookie. He's very poised in that pocket. Has a little bit of speed too, so if he needs to step up out of the pocket and run, he will. So, nothing bad to say about him. I just think that he's just been a little bit too perfect, and with this magnitude of the game that's on the line coming up, and like I said, the defense that the Cowboy has should be really interesting. If he can get past this hurdle, then he's definitely legit.
Well, that would be amazing because he's literally the last player drafted in this year's draft.
He
It's not that
was
he's a
exactly.
rookie, but he's Mr. Irrelevant, the last player drafted.
Oh
And
man, kind
look
of has the
on
same
what.
story like Brady.
Well, Brady was drafted in the sixth round,
But he wasn't the
and
last player though.
he was not the last player, but
Oh, okay.
he was close. But there were,
Yeah.
maybe 10, 15 players drafted before, after him. This guy is literally the last, and it's like, but when I watch him, it's like his poise is like light
Boy.
years, and it's like, how can everybody miss, this guy or his, pocket awareness and poise and all that, and he's making the throws, and it's like, whoa. So I'm not sure if it's, I think, who's the coach again? Niners? What's his name?
Shanahan.
Yeah, Shanahan is just that great where he makes players, put them in the best position possible, right? To get the maximum out of them. Or is it this guy, everyone just missed it, and he's talented.
I think he's missed it because I knew who he was because I remember him when he was in college and he was lighting it up at Iowa State. So, he was actually a well-known college player, unlike like Brady that didn't really do stuff in college, which,
No,
turned
but
out to
Brady
be.
did good. If you looked at his college, when he played, he was good. It just
Oh, okay.
he even, of course he looked scrawny in college, and so they favored the big athletic quarterback. But when that quarterback went down an injury and he came in, he did good. And he actually his senior year, he played in the bowl game and won it for the Wolverines.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But what's really
But he
crazy
had,
though is like.
like, if you look at his, I'm sorry, if you look at Brady's measurables in the combine, everything was below average, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So that's why he fell to the draft. But they didn't let the,
right.
you can't measure your heart, and especially for a quarterback being able to read and diagnose plays fast, right?
Right, and it's just how like the crazy turn of events. Like Brady got his shot because Drew Bledsoe went out, right? That
Yeah,
was the main guy.
he probably would have
Just
never gotten a shot.
exactly, just like this one. Their first two stringers went out to get a chance like this, like. It's pretty a crazy story, and just to piggyback off that, like, what's going to happen if Purdy takes him to the promised land? Like, what do you do? Like, you drafted Trey Lance high, they're high on him. Like, do you sign Purdy long term? Like, we know for sure Garoppolo is probably going to be gone, but like, what's going to happen with the whole Trey Lance situation? Like,
You
that's
get as
crazy.
much capital as you can for Trey Lance, you trade him. If you can get a first round or second round, you do it. And since Purdy's a rookie, you don't have to sign him to a long-term contract for 3 more years. So you ride him out. Because
Okay.
if someone takes you to the promised land and wins, Why would you bench him the next season?
I know, right?
Yeah.
That'd be
That's like a
crazy.
slap in the face, man.
Right. But even though his stock is up, so even if they somehow the 49ers was dumb enough to do that, there's gonna be plenty of other teams that would want to pick him up and sign him long term for a max deal.
Yeah. It's all hearsay, man. He's got to do it. But yeah, we'll
Gotta do
see.
it. Yeah, he's not gonna do it. So we're just kind of talking highly of him. He's gonna go down this week.
Okay. All right, man. Are you going to be at the New Year's Temple this Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, man. I'll see you then.
All right, I'll see you there.
All right. Take care.
I'm
Have a
there
good one.
too. You too, man.